This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Mental Health Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Dr. Daniel Trussell, the CEO of Webstar Behavioral Health and author of How Families Flourish and Kicking Depression Out of Your Life. As a licensed professional counselor and positive psychology behavioral coach, he has dedicated his career to helping people eradicate mental health problems from their lives. Certainly a privilege to have you, Dr. Trussell, here on eHealth Radio.
Well, thanks so much.
You're welcome. So you say there is an unnecessary epidemic of mental illness in our country. What do you mean by that exactly?
Well, you know, one out of five adults take about $11 billion worth of psychotropic medications every year in this country. And only about 65% of them report any improvement. So it sounds like we may be defining mental illness differently from how we defined it before the onset of the new classes of medications. You know, it's the National Institute of Mental Health says that over 40% of all people will be diagnosed with a mental illness over the course of their lifetime, and that 20 to 22% of all people have a mental illness every year. So the proportions and the research doesn't seem to match up real well.
Yes, I would agree. So you think prevention is the key to reversing depression. How can we prevent a chemical imbalance in the brain?
I'm glad you asked that question, because even after 25 years of research on the relationship between chemical imbalance and the brain's neurotransmitters, there really isn't any hard evidence at all. In fact, most of the research is leading us to believe that SSRIs in particular really work no better than sugar pills for most people. Prevention is a way for us to look at how to inoculate ourselves from life's challenges and future mental health problems. And it starts very young. And there is a wide body of evidence-based research that strongly suggests that if children, especially during middle school years, are taught some simple techniques, it is unlikely that they will encounter mental health problems as adults.
Now, are you saying that depression is a myth?
Not exactly a myth. You know, loss of interest, sense of hopelessness, lack of energy, isolation, guilt, helplessness, and other qualities that we attribute to clinical depression are very real for many people. So depression, while not a myth, is overgeneralized to when bad things happen to good people, they become mentally ill or depressed.
Today we are joined by Dr. Daniel Trussell, the CEO of Webstar Behavioral Health and author of How Families Flourish and Kicking Depression Out of Your Life. He's here today on eHealth Radio's Mental Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Trussell, what are some ways we can prevent depression?
Well, the biggest thing we can do is to develop is to determine and develop our core character strengths. And what I mean by that is that each of us have some strengths that when we use these character strengths, such as justice, wisdom, transcendence, we're able to inoculate ourselves, as I said earlier, but we also are able to broaden and build positive emotional experiences by setting up activities that help us exercise those core strengths. Essentially, if people will not only broaden and build positive emotions, but also work to increase their engagement in work and play, in relationships, and throughout their life, that they will, in fact, begin to feel better in a much shorter period of time than it takes for medications to kick in, if they kick in at all. The other way that we prevent depression is to really identify a higher meaning and purpose for our lives, and to acknowledge our accomplishments. All of these help us actually move from feeling depressed to feeling hopeful, from feeling pessimistic to feeling optimistic. And when we're hopeful and optimistic, depression just kind of slides away from our lives.
So what do you see in store for mental health and treatments in the future?
Well, I think that that obviously the treatment realm is coping with the present distress and learning tools that are necessary to begin to develop hope and optimism again. Finding meaning and purpose, which doesn't necessarily come from sitting in years of therapy, but comes from activating one's life and engaging in things that they can really flow into, meaning that they feel fully engaged, fully alive, and acting with purpose and sense. And then the third thing that I see that's really changing in mental health strategies is to actually look at prevention and to acknowledge that depression is curable. It's not a chronic mental illness that somebody is plagued with for the rest of their lives.
So you have written a book called How Families Flourish. Do you think that this is a blueprint for preventing mental illness?
Well, you know, I think severe mental illness is different from what we're talking about. For example, people who are living with a diagnosis of schizophrenia, about 2% of the population, and those for those kinds of mental illness, then medication is almost always indicated. But for the vast majority of us who have been diagnosed at one time or another, especially with depression or anxiety, that can be prevented, and I think that Families Flourish gives a good blueprint for teaching children how to move toward well-being as a consistent life choice, and that in fact is what will prevent most of what we commonly call mental illness.
Well, it certainly has been great to have you on covering this topic that's much needed. Now, where can our listeners get more information, also to be in contact with you online and to purchase your book?
Sure. They can purchase the book at www.howfamiliesflourish.com or at any major bookstore. And they can get in touch with me through the WebStar Behavioral Health website, or my personal email is drdanieltrussell@gmail.com.
All easy enough. We've been speaking with Dr. Daniel Trussell, the CEO of WebStar Behavioral Health and author of How Families Flourish and Kicking Depression Out of Your Life. And the website of reference is WebStarBH.com. Dr. Trussell, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciated the opportunity.
Definitely. We are very privileged to have you on as well. And this has been Eric Michaels. And you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Mental Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.